We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho. It's Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Tomorrow, five of the university's improv RSOs will be coming together for the first time to perform Untitled For Now, a free show for all. WPGU News correspondent Sarong Hong spoke with Noah Meyerhoff, a junior from the group Spicy Clamato, on this new event.
We haven't done something like this before, you know, have all the Illinois teams perform together at a non-university venue. So I'm really excited for it.
Eliana Sklar, a sophomore in education and member of improv groups The Phoenix Improv Company and Potted Meat Sketch Comedy, discussed the exciting prospects of Untitled.
I'm really excited to see all the different groups and see their different styles. Each of the groups has different types of improv that they do, so it's exciting to see like the long form stuff and the short form stuff and like games that like my group doesn't play and what they're able to do. And then I'm also excited for the sketches. They're all like new stuff we've written these past couple weeks and rehearsed, so it'll be fun. And this is our first time like ever doing anything on like a real stage, so I think it's gonna be really cool.
Not only is improv special with their spontaneous performance, the troops also get to develop a special relationship with their audience. Jacob Ports from LAS of Hive Society Improv provided an inside look as to why a combined improv show works.
I think every improv team kind of has their own like little audience that follows them around and sees whatever they do. The assumption is that those audiences are going to combine for this big event where all of us are going to be performing. So we're going to have the chance to wow all these different people with different audiences.
Catch Untitled For Now tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Canopy Club. Dancing its way to campus, CU Tango Music Festival starts tomorrow and will continue through the 19th. The week is filled with celebrations of tango music and dance. It kicks off at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow with a performance at Craner Center for the Performing Arts. The show includes performances from Bandonian Massacre and music from the Golden Age of Tango. The festivities continue with concerts and workshops throughout the week, with the last event from 12 to 3:15 p.m. on Sunday. Pre-registration or tickets are required for most events. To view the full schedule or buy tickets, visit cutanglemusic.org. For all the Champaign art lovers, Parkland College and the Gerrits Gallery are hosting their 58th annual Juried Student Art and Design Exhibition. This exhibit will present the Parkland Art and Design's faculty's selection of over 180 original works from students throughout their art and academic career at Parkland College. Some student artists own designs and execution, including photography, painting, 2- and 3-dimensional design, color theory, graphic design, ceramics, and more. The gallery will also host an award ceremony to recognize students whose artwork shows remarkable distinction. Award recipients are open to receive merit awards, purchase awards, monetary award certificates, and scholarship awards. Art from the student art collection may be purchased, and other entrants may offer their works for sale. The opening reception starts tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., while the exhibition will last until May 10th in the Gerrits Gallery. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sarong Hong, J.J. Grishnick-Parsons, and Xiaolin Liu. From WPG News, I'm Nick Rocha.